The plan to build out Victoria goes too far, or doesn't go far enough, according to residents who spoke on day one of what's expected to be a three-day public hearing. City Council opened the public hearing on its draft official community plan, OCP, Thursday, September 11th, getting through roughly half of the registered speakers by 10:30 p.m. when Mayor Marianne Alto recessed the hearing to Monday, September 15th. Noting the registered speakers remaining, pre-recorded submissions and need for council to discuss, she expects that meeting will be recessed to Thursday, September 18th. The proposed new OCP, dubbed Victoria 2050, would guide and regulate new development across the city, among other things. It is specifically structured to enable housing to be built faster and ensure new development supports climate solutions and communities with amenities and services close to home. Changes include new development permit areas and heritage conservation areas. It includes guidelines for development for land use that aims to meet future housing and employment needs, and low-carbon growth responsive to climate change. One resident asked their Rockland neighborhood be considered for a heritage conservation area. The draft OCP specifically enables diverse housing development, between 4 and 6 stories, in residential areas. James Bay residents continued their plea, ongoing since the review began, that their community is the most dense already and should not be considered a priority growth area, as it is in the current draft. Please press pause on this OCP, one in-person speaker said during the meeting. Another suggested it is a one-size-fits-all format that doesn't work or take into account the differences in the community. On the other end of the spectrum, and few speakers fell between the two, folks applauded the plan to address an urgent situation. Let's give people the homes they need to survive, thrive and build a better future, one said, noting the cost of inaction is simply too high. Many in support of the OCP worried it doesn't go far enough. Roughly 30 speakers had their say after staff outlined the proposed changes to the OCP. The public hearing resumes Monday at 6:30 p.m. Residents can participate at City Hall, by phone, or online with information at victoria.ca. Alto made particular note that because the public hearing remains active, live and open, council members cannot receive new information or communication on the subject. If you write a note to us and we don't respond, it's because we've just deleted it.